Hey, welcome back. This is the morning show for the next hour on a very big news morning in State of Origin, the official countdown of Origin Week. Well, we kicked it off and within an hour or so, it had been absolutely overshadowed by the big news that Latrell Mitchell has been ruled out. So the New South Wales Blues have confirmed this morning that Mitchell will be out of the series opener with a calf injury, sustained it at training. And scans later revealed a strain that they say would have prevented him from playing on Wednesday night. So Mitchell won't be travelling to Adelaide with the team this morning. And he has been replaced by 18th man Stephen Crichton, with Matt Burton from the Bulldogs to come on in and join the team later in Adelaide today as the 18th man to come on in. So what does that mean for the State of Origin, well, expectations ahead of Wednesday night? Well, this morning, the odds have changed. A little bit earlier this morning, Queensland were about $2.20, I think, outsiders, and New South Wales were in $1.68. Well, that's pretty much levelled up now. Queensland have come in to under $2, and New South Wales have gone out to $1.83. So one change up already, with Latrell Mitchell being ruled out, and the odds are starting to change. 0457 736 736. That's the number. Let us know your thoughts around that. Does it change your way of thinking as to how Brad Fittler operates his New South Wales operation, or how Billy Slater looks at the New South Wales lineup on the other side without somebody of the imposing presence that Latrell Mitchell offers? You can catch up on the roundup with Matty Johns that we've just had on our podcast. His thoughts. Matty was first to bring us the news, and then we had it confirmed that Mitchell was ruled out. It is a massive blow for the New South Wales Blues. So that's the big story dominating this morning. Still got plenty of time to entertain your thoughts either on the text or the open line, 1300 01 1170 around State of Origin. Still a lot of people having their say about the jersey colour of the New South Wales Blues. In fact, one here says, why the navy jersey? Talk about offensive and being out of touch. Why would you ever need an alternate jersey in a series that only has two teams? Can't they even get that right? It's purely to empty the pockets of parents, because the kids will see them and demand a new navy jersey. What a G-up. Well, I think you're right on the second part of that. Of course, it's a marketing idea, and of course, it's a change-up to make sure that you want to go out and buy yourself a new jersey. I mean, that's simple. Is it offensive and being out of touch? I don't think so. Will it be the biggest talking point on Thursday morning? I don't think so either. Eels Muzz says the faux pas by the NRL marketing team is a shocker down there in Adelaide. Probably a generational thing. Having an inexperienced millennial thinking the comment was clever. It's a dumb comment and disrespectful. Look, I tend to agree on all your thoughts there. I just think they completely missed the mark. And I think it was... actually, you know what? I don't know how dumb or disrespectful it was. I just think it was lazy, Eels Muzz. I think it was lazy because they had a marketing campaign and they just decided to roll it on in there without any thought process or any hard work to go down and assess the situation or possibly to come up with something a little bit better. 0457 736 736. The Warriorholic listening over via our app in Wellington. You've got your thoughts on Latrell Mitchell out for Origin. Morning, mate.
Yeah, mate. How you?
Oi, you disappeared. Apologies. No, you're back. You're back. Go for it.
Something going on.
Oh, he's completely vanished. He came out swinging and just disappeared off us. Hope you get your line back. Greg, your thoughts this morning on Origin. New South Wales favourites again, but gee, I tell you what, mate, it's coming in off the back of this Latrell news.
Yeah, but that's not the point, Matty. The question is, how on earth the bookies, and all of them, managed to always place New South Wales as favourites and long favourites at the beginning of a series when everybody else is scratching their heads? Find out from your man at Neds how this happens to come about every year. What do they base this on? It just seems completely inconceivable.
It's almost become, well, it has become part of the State of Origin build-up, hasn't it? I mean, there's always the jokes around, well, okay, at what stage do half the Queensland team get supposedly the flu or something like that? And at what stage are the bookies actually going to start with New South Wales not as favourites. I don't know, mate. I don't know. Have you got a theory?
I have no theory whatsoever, other than they must all be based in Queensland and pay less tax up there. So whatever winnings they get through, they're paying less off.
Well, most of them, I think, I don't know if it's still the case, based up in the Northern Territory, because that's where you could do it all. So, mate, I don't know. You don't know. I don't think any of our listeners know, but it happens every year, and perhaps it wouldn't be State of Origin if it didn't. Good on you, Greg. Thank you. Okay, Warrior-holic, you've sorted out your phone issues. Go for your life, mate.
Hey, is it working this time?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hey, quickly before I get on to the Latrell thing, I just wanted to take a quick minute on behalf of New Zealand Real Rugby League fans to apologise for those clowns who disrupted that game on the weekend. Mate, completely embarrassing and ruined the spectacle there for a while. So sorry about that, people. But yeah, Latrell, as soon as I heard that, mate, I'm a big Blues fan. That I think that's a bit of a, what do you call it, a death blow for them. He's like two or three players out in one, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he is a massive, massive out for a number of reasons. And as Matty John said, he used a good word to describe what you missed there. It's the intimidation factor. You know, such an intimidating character. And we know that he can get fired up as well. And State of Origin is somewhere where you have to let that emotion come to the fore and you play with it. So for him to be missing in that back line is one thing. What he offers is another thing, but that intimidation factor, I think, is huge as well. Stephen Crichton, however, has been in very good form, and he'll slot into that combination so well. I mean, Jerome Luai is there, Nathan Cleary's there. You know, it's just Brian To'o on the wing. Appy Korosau, he used to play with, it, sneaking up through the middle there. So whilst it's not a Latrell Mitchell, Stephen Crichton's going okay.
Yeah, mate, it's like, I don't think you could have picked a worse player for them to lose, probably followed closely by Payne Haas, who seemed to pick up a bit of an injury there. But, I mean, I hope we can still pull it off, but it's certainly, I think it's definitely a 20-30% shift in the balance there. So, up the Blues, hope we can still do it.
Thank you, Vanessa. We're going to go straight to the open line. Tommy's Tribune coming up, but we've got some callers on the line. Mike is first up from Callum Vale on Latrell Mitchell being ruled out. Big shock, Mike.
Yeah, it is. I mightn't win too many cockroach votes on this one, but just cast your mind back to Mitchell's last club game against the Eels. He had to play in that club game, okay? We agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Yep. His miss on Sean Russell in the first 2 minutes, I mean, he had him on a postage stamp and missed him. And then the Dylan Brown chip kick through, he just, I think it was in about the 71st minute, he just watched that. He didn't even turn and run. So I'm just wondering if he took the injury or he's being injured because he just didn't feature in that game at all. But there's no way he couldn't play, or that'd create other suspicion. That's
okay,
just my
so
theory.
I see where you're going. So that game was round 12, so that was the 19th of May. I'd need to go back and have a look at his performance there. But they're saying this morning, mate, that the injury was as a result of something that happened at training. So a training injury that flared up there, and then they went off and had scans. So what you're basically trying to say is that perhaps he was carrying that injury back then.
Well, yeah, and he couldn't not play, but his performance in that game was way below standard. And if you have a look at his effort on Sean Russell after 2 minutes, he would have normally driven him into the grandstand. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going there, but yeah, let's go on back. But I mean, if we're sort of going down that road, then I guess we're not believing what the Blues are saying this morning, which is that the injury was suffered at training and then would have prevented him from playing. But I appreciate that, Mike. It's got us thinking. Thank you, mate, and thank you for tuning in. Shane from Marrickville, your thoughts on Latrell? He's not going to be there, so Well, we don't know the impact until we know what's going to unfold on Wednesday night, but we do know that Stephen Crichton comes in.
Yeah, Matty, the panic, I think, is unfounded. Crichton's played in the last three grand finals. He's in the form of his career. He's the best defensive centre in the comp. We won't lose anything with him there, mate. Look, New South Wales by 10, Payne Haas, man of the match. Go the Blues.
I like it. You just narrow things down, Shane. Good on you, mate. Yes, how much do we lose? And it's been very well pointed out. Stephen Crichton's in terrific form, absolute form. He's been to the big stage before. So, yeah. But either way, it's a setback. You know, like I said this morning, who'd want to be a coach? Can you imagine the huge sigh of disbelief that they had somebody like Latrell go down 2 days? What is it? 2 days out from the game. Payne Haas was the injury concern across the weekend there. Meanwhile, not much is happening out of the Queensland side of things, is it? Thank you, Shane. Appreciate that. 1300 01 1170. T-Bone Toddy says he's got some mail on Latrell's injury. It's not even the calf on his leg. It's one of the calves on his farm. Thank you, T-Bone Toddy. You've excelled yourself this morning. Tiger Dave on the issue of the jersey says, they're called the New South Wales Blues. Who gives a rat's what shade of blue it is? It is still bloody blue.